Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. This is Jackie Perry. I am your usual host for Blog Talk Radio, Jackie Perry, management consultant with J. Perry & Associates, and your NABWIC marketing chair. Want to welcome everybody once again to a wonderful Wednesday. Now, we've got something very exciting for you this morning. How many of you know that we are only 6 days away from one of the most exciting conferences of the year? Yes, that's the WISERS Conference, WISERS 2016. What does WISERS stand for? WISERS. Well, it's an acronym for Women in Construction, Engineering, and Related Services. So, yes, they are coming back to Atlanta again for their second annual conference. I had an opportunity to attend the first or the inaugural conference, and it was awesome. Now, let me tell you, the WISERS Conference is designed for women just like you, women who work in construction, engineering, and related services. But any professional will benefit from leading industry experts. So both men and women will leave the conference with new tools, new connections, and new opportunities. The WISERS Conference will be anything but typical. And that's why this morning what we want to do is we want to do a little bit of throwback. We're going to reflect back on an interview that we had with two of the conference organizers, Daphne Bryson Jackson and Jan Prisby Bryson. So Jan is president and founder of Benchmark Management, and together Jan and Daphne has brought this awesome conference to the Atlanta area, and they have garnered such tremendous support from all arenas. It's making this one of the most impactful, influential conferences in the Atlanta area. So you don't want to miss it. I don't want to take too much time away from what you're going to hear on the broadcast, but I do want you to know that within the next few days, you'll be hearing live from Jan or Daphne as they talk about what's coming up in this second annual conference. Right now, you're going to be tremendously benefited by the information that they're going to share as, again, we look back at WISERS 2015. And this interview was conducted by one of our NABWIC members, Ms. Linda Lewis-Sant. So let's go to that live interview with Linda as she talks to the founders of the WISERS Conference about what we can expect. And keep in mind, when you hear and understand some of the background and experience and the thoughts that went into WISERS 2015 and what an awesome conference it was, then you'll be putting your roller skates on, finding every way possible, make it to the WISERS Conference in 2016. So I'm going to step back and you enjoy.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. How are you this morning? My name is Lindsay Hassan. I am with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We have a special guest on today. Her name is Daphne Bryson Jackson, of a woman in construction. She's part of WISERS, which is Women in Construction, Engineering, and Related Services. Today we're going to talk about WISERS and their conference that's going to take place, that's actually taking place right now, from April 30th to May 1st in Atlanta. This woman is a phenomenal woman, I would have to say. She brings over 20 years of experience in community and government relations to her position as the founder and principal of GovLink, Inc. Look that up. It's a strategic consulting firm providing clients with dynamic strategies to access local government relationships and procurement opportunities. Her relationships with the government is also what helped her with this conference and get them affiliated also with WISERS. The firm also has extensive experience in crisis communications, fundraising, public-private partnerships, and development of effective community public involvement programs. Daphne, are you on the line? Would you bless us with your presence?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you all doing?
I'm good. I know you're at the conference right now, and you guys are just starting it off, and things are busy, 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 so we really do appreciate your time. Taking the time to have this meeting with us today. Our show is usually at 8:30, but today we're doing it at 8 so that we can fit Daphne in.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit more about WISERS. How did WISERS come about, and what got you into the conference business as well?
WISERS came about as a result of a colleague and myself attending a conference in New York City, targeted for women in construction. And the conference was pretty good, and it was well attended, but we walked away and realized that we didn't get a ton of substantive information. We didn't really get to meet anybody, you know, face-to-face. And so as a result of that conference, we thought that we could do something in Atlanta where we'd have the opportunity to really kind of take that conference and take it to another level and really provide a little more hands-on interaction between our panelists, our special guests, our speakers, and our conference attendees, and really give them, you know, a little bit more meat, if you will. So we're excited to be able to bring this conference to the table and hope it's the first of many.
Great. So let me know a little bit more about you and how does this background, where is your background that you thought about this to bring up a conference?
My background covers a number of spectrums. I have worked in local government as a policy analyst. I was chief of staff to a former city council president. So I had very strong legislative background, really well how local governments work. From a policy, from a administrative standpoint. And prior to that, I worked in sales and marketing for two of the largest companies probably on the planet. So I brought a pretty good business development kind of skill set to the table and combined it with my knowledge of local government and really a lot of energy and a lot of passion for helping businesses grow. And grew my company out of that. And so we've been very fortunate over the years to get to represent a lot of the largest, you know, businesses and corporations that do business in the government sector. And then we've morphed into also representing cities and counties on the legislative side as well.
Okay, if you can sum up GovLink, what does GovLink do exactly?
GovLink is basically a connector. We help companies who have an interest in doing business with federal government entities or agencies. We help them make those types of connections with elected officials, appointed staff. We help them manage the procurement process, help them understand the RFP cycle, the interviews, and really help them prepare. We also spend a lot of time helping our clients find the right partners and putting the right teams together, because in local government, that's really what drives winning opportunities, is putting the right teams together and having the right people in place.
NABWIC actually, I'm glad you connected, or NABWIC and WISIS connected, because it serves the same purpose in that it it helps and it connects women in construction. NABWIC is specifically Black women in construction. And this conference of yours seemed to be such a good connector for us, and it expands our network as well. What do you hope to achieve from this conference? And this is an inaugural conference, and how many attendees do you expect? Okay.
We're expecting roughly, probably about 250 attendees, and it is our first year, and we've really been really pleased with the response that we've gotten from you know, our corporate partners, from female-owned small businesses, and just mid-sized businesses, all types of folks from around the country. So we're excited to be able to kick this off, I think, in a real strong way. What do we hope to accomplish? Really, it's the beginning of a long conversation. I think we want to initially bring to light some of the disparities in terms of women's opportunities in the construction and engineering space. Mm-hmm. We've got some great speakers who are really going to highlight just some of the numbers. You know, what do the numbers look like? So we want to make sure that we're coming at this from a very factual-based kind of approach. But we also want to do like GovLink does. We want to make some connections. There are some folks out there that may be ready for a career change, or maybe looking for that next opportunity in terms of advancing their career. And we're going to have a lot of senior-level people from companies from all around the country that may be looking for some top talent. And so we want to help facilitate some of those introductions. There are tons of opportunities around the country in terms of projects. We want to also make some introductions there and see if we can help facilitate some teaming opportunities for some women-owned businesses that may be looking to get on. You know, in Atlanta alone, we've got two stadiums being built. Our airport is about to do a staggering amount of money. The city of Atlanta has a $1 billion infrastructure program. So there are companies out there who are interested in all of those projects, and we certainly want to help bridge that gap and introduce some of our, you know, female-owned business friends to some of these large companies and see if we can get some teaming, some joint ventures, you know, whatever types of arrangements make sense.
Right. I'm listening to your background, listening to you speaking, and listening to the knowledge you have, and I can understand why someone in construction would reach out to you. Your background seems to be more political and more, you know, on the government side. How did you get into construction? We're truly blessed to have you, you know, to have you in our network, and this expansion into the, you know, into the political network with construction seems to be of great benefit, and that's why you're on the show with us. But let our viewers know, how did you get into construction and engineering for women?
Well, you know, I think it was a need. I had a lot of relationships having worked in city government. You know, you get to know the companies that do a lot of business in local government, you know, the big corporations. And they're always looking for partners because a lot of the cities and counties require them, quite honestly, to have female business partners, minority business partners, what have you. And I realized years ago that the big companies would kind of take the out and say they couldn't find businesses. They couldn't identify. They didn't know who was out there. They didn't know who had the experience. And I just decided that it was time to kind of not make that an easy out. And just in my own personal network, I knew a lot of people, women, who were doing great things in their businesses, really trying to grow their business. And so I started making introductions to people. And, you know, you realize along the way that there's some people that are very serious about trying to get teaming right. And once I identified those folks, we started talking about me doing some consulting for them to really kind of help their efforts. And my business grew, and their wins grew. And we were really able to identify some women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, you know, that have really been able to grow and flourish over the years.
That's great. That's great. So we know some of the barriers that women face in the engineering construction-related fields. Let's go back to the conference. A little bit more specific, what are some of these things that can be solved through the What are some of these things and how can it be solved in the conference?
Well, I think by bringing it to light. I think a lot of times people shy away from the tough conversations, you know, and really talking about what does a big company's numbers look like when we talk about how many female-owned firms they consistently do business with. And are these firms growing? Are these firms getting an opportunity, you know, to really you know, affect their bottom line? And sometimes you have to create a safe space for people to really have these open and honest conversations. You know, our intent with the Weisters Conference is not to embarrass anybody or offend anybody, but it is to encourage people to say, you know, here's some folks that are coming to the table that are really interested in partnering with some of these firms on big projects, and they have capability, they have bonding, they have experience. And so, you know, I think we just want to foster an environment that starts a really substantive conversation, and then we're going to stay engaged to make sure that the work gets done, you know, that the projects are awarded, and that, you know, our friends, our small female-owned businesses, even the big female-owned businesses, are actually getting work, and they're growing their business. And what do these relationships look like? And, yeah, we're going to be seeking to find kind of best-in-class relationships and highlighting them moving forward.
Right. This conference seems like the beginning of the need. And then there is the additional part of it. We've actually had an interview before you promoting the CFMA conference. This conference is more construction financial. It's a Construction Financial Management Association. And what they're doing in their conference right now is that they're actually having the same thing you're doing, is having the smaller companies and the bigger companies get together because there was a gap on the financial requirements of submittals. And so they're actually hosting their conference more of an educational sector. So we hope to see you expand your conference and get NABWIC involved on what is missing in the smaller business that the bigger business needs to see for them for qualifications. And if the bigger business can sit on a panel and give us the standards of submittal, then that would be great. That is something that I hope to see Weisters and NABWIC continue forward. NABWIC does have an educational department, so all of this is brewing in my mind right now. But in addition to the educational department, we do support students as well. So to any of the programs such as STEM for Girls in Engineering?
You know, we've started that conversation as well. And, again, being a new conference, you know, we had a lot to bite off in this first attempt. And so we will be awarding 4 scholarships to young women.
Great.
That, you know, are in the STEM field. And that's something that we are really going to look to in our kind of non-conference time, really look to expand and explore. You know, I think there are a lot of programs out there, and I'm a big believer in not kind of reinventing the wheel, and I think really finding the programs that are working that just need some support, perhaps, and some additional resources. I think that's where in the future we'll look to kind of latch on to. But that definitely is going to be a really big component for Weisters moving forward is our young women, you know, high school age, middle school age, and even college age. I mean, we've got a number of universities in Atlanta that have, you know, really strong construction and engineering programs. And so we're going to be looking to, you know, partner with some of them and identify mentors for some of these women. And really, I think, attempt to kind of get their careers off to a jump start. I think all of us right. look back on our own careers and wish that there had been somebody, you know, 20 years ago that was doing WISER. And there was a place right. for us to have gone then and not made some of the mistakes we made. So that's something that we really take seriously. And I think everyone that's involved is really committed to figuring out how to make that probably, you know, really one of the highlights of our conference moving forward is going to be our young women.
That's excellent. The city of Atlanta is a partner in your conference as well. How did you
yes.
make this happen? And what impact do you think the city support will bring? That's big.
Well, I tell you, we're blessed to have a really great relationship with our mayor. He is someone who certainly personally is invested in empowering and encouraging and providing opportunities for women-owned businesses. And, you know, he's mm-hmm. proven that time and time again. And so we sat down with him, Jan Bryson and I did, over a year ago when we came up with this idea. And he was really mm-hmm. the first person we talked to. And he right away, after about 5 minutes of us explaining what we wanted to accomplish, he jumped in mm-hmm. right then and said, the city of Atlanta will provide as much resource and help that we can, and that he was fully committed. And,
right.
and he has been. He's been there every step of the way. And I think where it's helped us is I think we've been able to really, you know, we've got several city departments. We've got the Department of Watershed Management as a partner. We've got the Department of Aviation as a partner. And those are significant because, again, those are two huge economic drivers of opportunities for female-owned businesses. And so they're coming to the table not as guests, not as, you know, but they're partners, and they really want this conference to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are going to be excited by how much participation they're going to see from the city of Atlanta and some of its key departments.
Great, great. Another partner is the Women's Entrepreneurial Initiative. Can you tell us more
yes.
about that program and your connection to it?
Absolutely. Ironically, when Jan and I sat down with the mayor, he was preparing to kick off the Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative, better known as WE. And he mm-hmm. thought that it was perfect timing based on that program coming and our conference coming. And so he encouraged us, as he was hiring his executive director, Thea Washington Smith, to reach out to her. You know, so in her first days in Atlanta and preparing to get WE off the ground, we sat down with her and really framed up a really significant kind of strategic alliance that has kind of gone the life of our conference, and I think moving forward it will. WE is a really exciting opportunity that will provide an incubator type of an experience for 15 female entrepreneurs. And there is a application process that I believe is going on right now. And they'll be, you know, be pretty competitive because it can be women from all around the country or the world. But for 15 months, they will receive free office space in downtown Atlanta. And I've been in there. It is going to be probably one of the most technologically savvy and advanced types of experiences. There will be access to capital for these women in the program. And it's just going to be a really, really, you know, robust entrepreneurial experience for women that may have started a business that need kind of that next bump, you know, of funding or just
right.
operational experience, or for somebody with a brand new idea that's getting it off the ground.
And where can our viewers, for our listeners that's listening in, where can they go to get more information about this? Can they just Google search Women's Entrepreneurial Initiative?
Yeah, I would just Google it. I think, I'm not sure what their website is, but I know if you Google Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative and put Atlanta, it'll come up.
Okay. So
there will be actually at the last day of the WISERS conference, there is a WE panel. And Thea Washington Smith, who's the executive director, will be moderating that, and there will be a number of women that are on her board And so anybody that is in and around Atlanta that's interested in that, please, please, please reach out to us and try to attend that part of the conference for sure.
Okay, so with your business being very, very successful, what career lessons can you share with our listeners, basically for those who may be in a startup business or those who are employed in a male-dominated corporation?
Well, I think for those, I'll take it separately, and those in their own business, I think, you know, understanding early on that you have to do something really well. You know, a lot of people, you know, men and women start businesses and they want to really take on too many things. They want to bite too much. I'm a big believer if you do something really, really well, that's your opportunity to kind of get into an opportunity. So I think figuring out that one thing that you want to specialize in, that you want to be known for early on is really important. I think for people in, you know, big corporations, you know, I think the same thing. I think young people, certainly I tell people all the time, you have to really be good at the small stuff, you know, the basic things that you were taught as a child, you know, be on time, meet all your deadlines, you know, be professional. Dress the part, you know, make yourself valuable, be a resource. But that takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of work. And a lot of people, I think, want success. They look at people that are successful and think that it's easy. And it's not. It's a lot of work and it's all the time, you know, and it's just always trying to learn something new, to be a part of the conversation and make yourself, you know, valuable. Because if you're not bringing value, you're going to eventually probably find yourself out the door. So, you know, the more you can learn, the more you can work well as a team, you know, being part of a team and really being able to contribute. I think all those things really come into play because there are a lot of smart people out there. There are a lot of people with great educational resumes. And so I think the things that make the difference are the little things.
Right.
And I know when I look to hire people, those are the things that matter to me. You know, are you prompt? Do you respond when you say you're going to? And so it's the little stuff. And I think those things make a difference, you know.
Liz, we really are grateful for having you here. I'm very excited about this interview. I'm envisioning more things as we go along from this interview. We plan on doing a legal session on NABWIC Blog Talk, and we're going to have a panel of people in the industry of construction with law speaking and informing the audience. And we kind of want to expand that into the government sector as well. Your knowledge would be of great benefit to us and to our audience. But back to the Weisers, we have a couple of callers on the line that have any questions. For those of you who have a question, just dial your phone, and I will call out the last four digits of your phone number, and you can begin speaking. So caller number 0184, what's your question?
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the National Association of Black Women in Construction founder, and I am so excited, Daphne. Jan Bryson and I used to work together at Thacker, so do I need to say any more?
You do not. Good morning.
Yeah, so I am so excited because in listening to you and knowing what Jan has discussed over the last few months, you're really setting the model for all of our cities and states to follow. So I've been sitting here taking a lot of notes and looking at how we can implement a lot of what you're doing here in our local area. So my question is, do you have any future plans for entering into other cities or counties or states?
You know, Ann, that's a great question. I think we will we'll take the opportunity as it comes. I know Jan and I, when we started this, our goal was really to have it be an Atlanta-based kind of opportunity. Planning of the conference, I think we've heard time and time again how great it would be to have, even if it's a smaller model, to have it in different parts of the country. So, you know Jan well, and she's game for a lot of things, and so am I. And I think, you know, certainly we'd be willing to sit down with people in different cities, and even if we have a template and we kind of help somebody else execute it, you know, I think that's something that we'd certainly enjoy discussing.
That's definitely something NABWIC would want you to be involved in with us in our Miami chapter.
Great.
Anybody else have any more questions? Or Anne, do you have any other questions?
No, I'm just so appreciative of everything that you're doing, and needless to say, the time and effort, energy, and resources that go into this, because for every moment you invest in this is a moment you're not in your business. So on behalf of all of us, women in construction, regardless of where we are in the world, we really thank you for setting the model and taking a step of faith. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. It has definitely been a labor of love, and we are all exhausted, but really excited, think we're going to have something pretty special. So we look forward to it, and we appreciate all you all's help and support as well.
Definitely. To close out, can you tell our audience what are you most excited as you embark on this inaugural conference?
You know, I think just bringing young, old, white, black, male, female, and not just white, black, but, you know, a multicultural, diverse group of people together who really share similar concerns, challenges, and opportunities. And I think when we get together, we realize how much alike we all really are. And so I'm excited about that. We have got a fantastic group of speakers that has come from all around the country. And I think we're going to hear some great success stories. We're going to hear some testimonials that I think are going to change people's lives. And so I'm excited about all of that. I think we're going to look back on this and be extremely proud that all of us were a part of it. And so we're excited. I'm nervous, I'm anxious, but I'm extremely excited for it to get going.
Thank you, Daphne, very, very much for taking this time. I know you're in the middle of your conference, but we really do appreciate your time on this show. The information you've provided us has been very, very helpful. The conference is such a great event for the industry, and we you know, ask you to continue on with what you're doing. It's making a great impact on the industry. And as the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we're very appreciative, and we look forward to more opportunities with you.
Great. I appreciate you all, and I look forward to next steps as well.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your conference. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope that everyone enjoyed that brief interview with the WISERS conference organizers. And also we want to thank Linda Lewis-Saint for doing such a wonderful job with the interview.
Panera Bread is now delivering in Jacksonville. That means broccoli cheddar soup, roasted
and
turkey, and avocado bialy.
So once again, sorry about that, but thank you all for listening in. And we are going to have another interview with the WISERS organizers in the next few days, and we hope that you would tune in so that you can hear directly from those individuals as they talk about what's coming up and what you can expect from WISERS Conference 2016, and get your questions ready. I'm sure there might be several of you out there that might have some specific things that you'll want to know about, so you can ask questions of our guests at that particular time. So we do want to wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, and stay tuned again next Wednesday for more of Blog Talk Radio with the National Association of Black Women in Construction.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.